Hair, beautiful hair goes a song, but too many may be losing it, and all too early. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, we've had a long obsession with that which tops our heads.
Hair grows liberally on me, except where it's supposed to, on my head. I began losing my hair in my late teens. The loss was slow but inexorable, each brushing or combing yielding unnatural amounts of loose hair. The handwriting was on the comb. My mother is of Spanish heritage, believing in the healing properties of olive oil. She convinced me to let her rub some onto my scalp for hair restoration. When my pillowcase began looking like my auto mechanic's shop floor and smelling like the salad that accompanied dinners, we stopped. By my mid-20s, I knew I was destined to be bald. I've noticed that we treat hair growth like the Japanese cultivate bonsai trees. We coerce hair, forcing it through all kinds of contortions, depending on the winds of popular taste. Among the young, both male and female, we also see on the same head of hair the complete color spectrum of the rainbow. Kim Jong-un has an interesting haircut. If they are personal statements, his haircut suggests a preternatural drive to be the man on top. By the same token, our president grooms in a way that expresses his contrarian nature. Most people groom hair from front to back. Characteristically, he does it the opposite, from the back forward. Hair is implicated in our moods. Being in a foul mood is having a bad hair day. We get so frightened our hair stands on end, or so creeped out it makes our hair curl. No greater honor can one woman bestow upon another than saying, I love your hair, dear. There's a code word in my house that's evoked when it's apparent I need a haircut. You're looking furry. The other day, during my haircut, my wife commented that my eyebrows seemed to have a life of their own and grew bushy and unruly, like the legendary John L. Lewis's. How odd that hair grew aggressively below my scalp, but not on top of it, the way some lawns inexplicably luxuriate in one corner of the yard, but never in the other. Eyebrows are not only fashion statements, but indicators of emotions. Raised eyebrows communicate skepticism or surprise. Furrowed brows, anger or anxiety. Drooping brows might signal relief or melancholy. Winking can lower one eyebrow sufficiently to reveal that you're flirting. Beware, our eyebrows may let the cat out of the bag. And speaking of cats, Greek historian Herodotus once wrote that when family cat died, in ancient Egypt, that is, not Greece, everyone shaved off their eyebrows as a token of mourning. Traditionally, for women, eyebrows have been beauty marks. Like hairdos, eyebrow styles have gone in and out of fashion. Egyptian queen Nefertiti liked extended eyebrows, darkened by paints. For style, eyebrows were plucked, arched, darkened, painted, lightened, shortened, lengthened, or simply removed. Historically, barbers for men diversified their services, grooming being only one. Barbers were a one-stop business. They addressed a wide variety of personal needs, including surgery, bloodletting, leeching, cupping, tooth extraction, and enemas. They trim beards, too. I now get free haircuts. When my wife says that I look furry, it's time. She gets out the scissors, and it only takes a few minutes. George Merrill on the shore.